Hello.
Hi, I'm trying to reach Ronald.
Can I help you?
Hi, Mr. Smith. Yes, this is Jerome Pratt with CVA Homes. You had spoken with an associate of mine, Zach, a little while ago about your Bruce Wood Drive property. Have I caught you at a bad time at all?
No, I'm good.
Okay, got you. I just wanted to reach back out and see about, I guess, the status of the property, whether you were still, you know, looking to let go of that one.
I'm not actively looking to sell any of my properties.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody wants to pay me the price I want for them, that's what I'll consider them. But I have a hard time dealing with people, calls of this nature, because I don't sell wholesale. I'm not a motivated seller, and I'm not a desperate seller. So anything less than fair market value, which is my fair market value, not necessarily yours,
mm-hmm.
we would be able to reach an agreement.
I completely understand. I do know how you feel. Trust me, I even get badgered with calls about the same thing over and over again, so I understand. And wholesale, you know, it seems like you understand the nature of it, and you're justified. And if that's not the route you want to go, that's not the route you want to go.
Yeah.
I do want to ask, have you explored even listing the property or finding someone to?
No, I haven't listed the property because it's part of my retirement portfolio. And instead of working, I live off investment income, and this is one of them.
Got you. Well, one, I can say you sound like a smart man, and you've done it right. You've done it right if you're, you know, living off of your hard work. So
it didn't happen overnight.
Yeah. You can say that again. You can definitely say that again. So, I mean, it sounds like you know the industry. I mean, that is your retirement portfolio. So, under what circumstance, if any, if you had like a perfect scenario, would it just be you getting that full price or your market value that would cause you to let go of it? Or is there any?
Yeah, I got the price. I got the full price I wanted without the BS.
Without the BS.
Yeah.
That's the kicker right there.
Yeah, I get it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, is this, I know you said your portfolio, is this the only property that you, what, I'm assuming you have more than one.
Yes, I have more than one.
Got you. Is this the only property that you, I guess, had been getting calls about, or had
well,
you been?
I get calls on all of them, but it's no matter which property it is, it's the same scenario.
Got you.
I'm not selling wholesale or at a discounted out of need or panic or financial constraints.
Yeah, no, I can definitely understand that. It sounds like, you know, the only way would be you getting that full market value. So that's why, you know, I was curious about whether you had considered listing because,
I'm not even considering selling them unless I get a full price offer without paying the real estate commission and stuff because, like I said, it's part of what generates a nice monthly income for me, so.
Got you.
I just go to the mailbox every month, so.
Yeah. And, hey, that's the best way to get paid. I can imagine. So, I mean, one thing, I respect your time. I appreciate you answering the phone and even answering the same questions you've probably answered a ton of times before. But if there was that situation, what I'll do is I'll at least, see, here at CVA Homes, we do a little bit more than wholesale. We are actually licensed, and I know you're not looking to list with something that where you have to pay those fees. But there are plenty of other ways, you know, to go about the sale of a home that don't involve, you know, an agent taking all, you know, a good portion of your profit. So if you'd allow me to, I can at least do some research into that to figure out what that perfect scenario would be for you. And see if we can, you know, meet that and try and give you what you want, because I think at the end of the day, that's the only way to make somebody move, is to give them exactly what they want. So would that be a possibility for you?
I'd hate to see you waste your time. Like I said, I'm not the most motivated seller in the world. I just don't know why you would, you know, invest time and not really be of any benefit to you.
And I can completely understand that. Part of it is just keeping me busy, keeping my wheels turning. But regardless, you know, hey, if it's even a learning lesson for me, I'd go throughout that trouble. But I appreciate, you know, you at least answering the call and,
right,
you know, going through the process. And like I said, I really commend you for having done it right, like I said.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem at all, Mr. Smith. No problem.
Okay.
Well, I thank you for your time, and I hope you have an awesome rest of your day, and you take care.
All right, man. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. You as well. Bye.